of Muth's Truths. It's really good stuff, and he's got a lot of great stuff we'll talk about coming up at just after 2:05. I want to bring in gentleman Jim Dallas, because Bob Costas is one of my favorites. I grew up with him. We both at one time worked at KMOX in St. Louis, the sports voice of St. Louis, and we've both been on that radio station, him a lot more than me. But he has come out recently, and gentleman Jim Dallas, this is an amazing story about LeBron and Colin Kaepernick and others. Can you bring us up to speed on this one?
Yeah, of course. The former NBC sports personality, Bob Costas, of course, has done quite a few Olympics coverage over the years. And, of course, the Biden administration announced on Monday that the U.S. is not going to be sending an envoy of diplomats to the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. And they will allow the athletes to participate. And he basically, he went on CNN's Outspoken and basically said it wouldn't be fair to the athletes. Obviously, it wouldn't. Remember, in 1996, he ran afoul with the Chinese because he was basically calling them out on the opening ceremony in Atlanta when it was here in the United States. And the Chinese wanted him to apologize for calling them out. So he's not apologizing. And he's calling out instead LeBron James and Colin Kaepernick for being so silent on the abuses by the Chinese people. And, of course, they are benefiting from the Chinese in many, many different ways, especially with Nike. The Nike's goods that both of those athletes are pushing are made in China.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're very, very silent about that, but I don't think they like conservatives too much.
Good for Bob Costas, though.
Yeah, and he's not a conservative by any way.
No. But I will tell you this. I think it's incredible, Bob Costas calling out these big names in sports. Good for him. Good for him. God, I love that. And I love that story. Gentlemen, Jim, you'll be back with us a little bit later on because yes. we got the Golden Knights in action against the Stars. Go Knights, go. We'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 1:30 as we check out our traffic cams right now, you can't really complain. You're pretty much up to freeway speeds as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 right now. U.S. 95 looks good with one exception. You're going to be tapping the brakes as you enter the downtown area of the Spaghetti Bowl, where a lot of people, in their minds, it changes from U.S. 95 over to Interstate 515. That is where the construction zone is on Interstate 515. They're at the Spaghetti Bowl from Main Street all the way out to Eastern in both directions. That bridge project will continue well into next year, so adjust your schedule to give yourself some extra time to squeeze through downtown.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders have depth issues at linebacker, and with that, they have signed veteran Will Compton. It is his second stint with the team. He played with them in 2019 when he had 41 tackles in 9 games. Linebacker Patrick Onwusar missed Sunday's loss to Washington, and then Denzel Perryman, Corey Littleton, and Nick Kwiatkowski all were injured in that game. Raiders getting ready for a matchup against Kansas City coming up on Sunday. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they continue to get healthier and healthier, and tonight they are on their home ice as they are set to play host to the Dallas Stars. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Shop on eBay this holiday season to get more for your dough on stand mixers. Or get more for your buck on this season's hottest tech and gaming gear. And on eBay, you can even get more. Phew. Last minute deals delivered right on time. It's the biggest deals of December. So get more because you save more with eBay's one day only last minute deals. Get more when you get it on eBay.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. He is one of the guys that I've always liked as a politician, even though it's from afar, with the exception of one appearance he made on the show about, I don't know, two, 3 weeks ago. Mark Meadows was on Newsmax just last night, and he was talking about the Trump regime and how Donald J. Trump appealed to the forgotten man, and that's what we're talking about here. Let's go to Mark Meadows this last night on Newsmax.
I think most of the people who will buy it and read it will find it to be a real encouragement to a president that they voted for and they believe had their best interest. And, you know, we dedicated it to the forgotten men and women, and that's who President Trump was all about in terms of serving. I think they'll find it a good read, a positive story, one of the few positive stories out there about President Donald J. Trump in book form.
Well, if anybody knows Mark Meadows, is that he is a positive warrior. He is a happy warrior. And you brought a lot of what I thought was wisdom and huge support to President Trump, even during the most difficult times of impeachment and just getting him through even the COVID pandemic. So, but I do want to shift gears a little bit to what we're seeing happening in Russia. We've seen that the with Biden talking to Putin, basically, I don't know, are we going to call these threats? I just don't see this happening in with how President Biden handles President Putin. It just seems, I remember when the media would, Mark, you'd appreciate this, when the media would basically say, you know, President Trump is not being tough enough against Russia. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't think Biden's being tough enough against Russia. What are your thoughts?
Well, I can tell you, I was in the room many times when the president talked to Vladimir Putin, and the narrative that he wasn't tough on Russia is just not accurate. In fact, we didn't see this kind of aggression from not just from Russia, but from many of our other adversaries when President Trump was in there, because he meant business. He was wanting to make sure that the American people were best served. We see appeasement Joe Biden there. With the interaction that's played out, I think that the change of expectation is a change of expectation with Vladimir Putin, who understands that Joe Biden is not going to be tough. He's not going to draw a line in the sand and mean it. We've seen that over and over again. And sadly, it's one of those times when you really miss Donald Trump, because you know he would have come on a lot more forceful.
Mark Meadows on Newsmax last night. And I'll simply tell you, I think this is something the American people can see. We're not a bunch of potted plants out here. I mean, we are people that can sift through information. And now with the internet, we can essentially avoid the fake news media and go directly to the direct source, the original source, and watch for ourselves. Is this president credible? Is this president somebody that should be feared by the Russians or the Chinese? And the answer is no. This president, I'm sad to have to say this, is weak. He's feeble and weak. He's in Kansas City. He's in my old stomping ground. I spent most of my adult life there. I left there in 1993. But I still have ties, and I go back there for Christmas and for, once during the summer to go watch a Cardinals game and things like that. I end up going back to the Midwest on a regular basis. But I'm going to tell you, people out there, they can recognize weakness the same way Vladimir Putin can recognize weakness. And that's why I think, I mean, if you look at the polls, I mean, we've been harping on the polls all week, 37% approval rating. It's not even close. I mean, it's not even a contest. This president has lost the confidence of the American people. And what happened the other day with the 2-hour, 1-minute? I mean, it was awful. Even the optics looked bad. I mean, they really honestly did. And that's why the American people, like Putin and like the Chinese and like a lot of folks around the world, they can recognize weakness. And that's what we have. We have a weak president. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. You want to join us, you want to weigh in, you're welcome to do so. In fact, I just lost Horst. And I really wanted to talk to him anyway. We'll hopefully he'll call back in, but he was holding for an extended period of time, and I apologize for that. Right here, you want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to join us? Want to be a part of the show? I'd love to have you on right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna
take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me. But it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old. Yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to take you live. This is the Senate and Senator Richard Blumenthal grilling Adam Mosseri, the Instagram CEO. They're trying to get information, and they're not getting it from him, and they're viewing his answers as inadequate. Let's go there now.
Suicidal or self-harm? I think I'm quoting almost directly, and you said there isn't any. Well, we have a team account with all the protections on, the filters. We searched, quote, slit wrists, and the results I don't feel I can describe in this hearing room. They are so graphic. That's within the past couple of days. I described to you an account that looked at, in effect, eating disorders and attracted the same deluge of self-harm and anorexia coaches. So I just feel that there is a kind of real lack of connection to the reality of what's there in the testimony that you're giving today, which makes it hard for us to have you as a partner. And maybe we need to have some kind of compulsory process. You know, Senator Cruz and I don't always agree. But on this point, on the need for information, I think you've heard here the bipartisan call for a reality check and for action. And the fact that this content continues to exist on the site despite your denials, I think really is hard to accept. You know, Instagram suggested as a solution here to nudge teens. I don't know whether your kids have reached the teen age yet. It takes more than a nudge to move teens. I am well beyond the teenage years in my four children. But if you said to a teen who was on Instagram, fixated on eating disorders, why don't you try snorkeling in the Bahamas? That nudge just won't work. And Instagram has a real asymmetric power here. It drives teens in a certain direction and then makes it very difficult for the teen, once in a dark place, to find light again and to get out of it. So my question to you is, don't we need enforceable standards set by an independent authority, not an industry body, objective, independent researchers with full access to your algorithms? Will you commit to support full disclosure of your algorithms and a commitment to an independent authority?
Senator, directionally, we're very aligned. We agree on the importance of transparency, not only of how ranking works.
Well, then you would make available all of the studies, like the ones that Frances Haugen presented to us when she was here.
Senator, I'm confident that we are more transparent than any other tech industry company in the industry.
That's a pretty low bar, Mr. Mussari. That's like you're in the gutter, forgive me, in terms of transparency, because they committed to make available their algorithms, but only after we pressed them to do it, and we still are awaiting full compliance.
Senator, we've been publishing research for years. We're going to publish over 100 things this year alone. I believe that there's an immense amount of data in our quarterly reports. I believe that we're going to start having them audited by Ernst & Young starting this quarter. I believe that our ads library provides more transparency in advertising than any other advertising business in any industry, tech or otherwise. Yes, I believe there's more to do. Yes, I believe in federal legislation. Yes, I believe that policymakers should be actively involved in that. And I'm looking forward to having our teams work with yours on shaping exactly what that looks like.
Will you support the Urn Act?
Senator, directionally, we believe strongly in transparency and accountability. I'm unfortunately not familiar with every provision in that act, but more than happy to have our team work with you on that.
If you believe what you've testified here, you would say, yes, I support the Urn Act.
Senator, respectfully, I don't think it would be appropriate for me to commit to something that I haven't read in full, but I really do want our team to work with yours. As I've said, we're calling for industry-wide regulation. We believe it's incredibly important. It's why we're having this hearing today. It's why I appreciate these questions, even though they're difficult at times, because we believe there's nothing more important than keeping teens safe online. And we believe we need to come together, industry and policymakers.
You support prohibitions, bans on advertising and marketing to teens for products that are illegal for them to consume.
Senator, I believe we already prohibit that. So in the case of under 18-year-olds, we don't allow ads for tobacco to any age, but we don't allow ads for things like gambling for under 18. We don't allow ads for alcohol for under 21.
Would you support legally enforceable prohibitions where you can be held liable?
Senator, yes, we support industry standards and accountability, and I believe part of those industry standards, as I call out in my testimony, include age-appropriate design, which will inevitably include content rules about what is appropriate.
If you host child sexual abuse material, should the victims be able to sue you?
Senator, child exploitation is an incredibly serious issue. I believe an earlier senator mentioned how we collaborate with NCMEC on this. I believe that we're going to continue to invest more than anyone else on this space. And I believe that federal regulation is the best form of accountability with enforcement, to your point before.
That's Adam Mosseri with Richard Blumenthal, the chair of a Senate subcommittee looking at Instagram. And Adam Mosseri is the CEO of Instagram. He was grilled by a very, very... And by the way, Richard Blumenthal is a Democrat. And as he mentioned, he's teaming up with Ted Cruz to combat this the teen sex issues, the marketing to teens, in particular to teen girls, and that Instagram has been a major a player in that particular area. Stay where you are. We'll talk more about this in just a minute and what this means. I went off on Congress before. Maybe, just maybe, they were listening because it sounds like at least they're talking a good game. Now let's see what they do, what comes out of these hearings, and if indeed there are prohibitions that come out of these hearings. We'll talk more about that coming up in a minute. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, coming up, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach and the author of Muth's Truths. We're going to talk about redistricting and what it means to a lot of the races out there that we thought were races, but now are suddenly changing, kind of morphing into something else. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada Open Enrollment is here.
Don't let those who are in bad health allow your rates to increase.
Locally owned and operated, the professionals at Pro Insurance find a solution to save you and your family money on health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services.
Call today for a no-cost consultation.
If you're a small business owner, Pro has solutions that fit your business. Call Pro Insurance now. 702-280-6240. 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance, or visit P-R-O-W-E Insurance.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. It's not nice, but I told you so. In February, I was saying that abundant, reliable, inexpensive energy was a cornerstone of the booming pre-COVID Trump economy, and that the Biden administration attack on the oil and gas industry would inevitably result in bringing that economic boom to a screeching halt. Reduced supply of anything always results in higher prices, but higher energy costs move through the economy like a tidal wave, causing price increases in everything, beginning with the price of gasoline for your car and gradually affecting even the price of groceries. Tractors burn fuel to raise crops. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home, and give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere. allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer
expense. This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Today's a special day. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. We'll be joined by Chuck Muth in just a couple minutes. But it's also the Golden Knights of the Dallas Stars. Gentleman Jim Dallas, special day for the club.
Indeed. And, of course, the Golden Knights, they beat the Stars back in October by a score of 3.